Today we're talking about AIDS and a new cure for it, I hope and I believe. Today my guest is Minister Charles X from Muhammad Mosque number 27, the Nation of Islam. Is that right? Am I
yes,
saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
Glad
with
to be
me.
Here.
We're talking about AIDS, and what you're telling me today is that you have a new cure for AIDS virus. Is that right?
Well, the more correct terminology would be an effective treatment.
Okay.
They are staying away from the word cure because that implies something totally different. What has happened is, under the leadership of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and trying to address some of the needs in the community, there was talk and information coming out of Africa that there was effective treatment for AIDS in Kenya. And so upon that information, he dispatched Dr. Abdul Alim Muhammad out of Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and asked him to go investigate it with the editor of the Final Call newspaper to Kenya to investigate this new research and this newfound effective treatment. And the findings were astounding. And they came back with much information concerning an effective treatment for the AIDS virus.
And what is the treatment?
The treatment is actually two substances called Kimron and the other called Immunex, which is now called Immuviron, due to the name Immunex being already used here in the United States.
Right.
But it is a alpha interferon that is produced by the human body. Unlike AZT or DDC or the other three other items approved by the FDA that are toxic, this is unlike that, and it has very greater, I would say, results as far as working with the virus and eliminating the death-threatening effects of the virus.
Okay. Earlier I asked you, was it a drug? You said, no, it wasn't a drug, but it's a...
It is a biological, to be more correct. I've heard Dr. Alim Muhammad, who recently spoke at the Inglewood High School last Friday night, and he presented a very well-informed presentation with all the findings that he has found, along with his partner, Dr. Barbara Justice, who is a part of the Abundant Life Clinic operating out of Washington, D.C., which has now spread to about 10 or 12 different cities in the United States.
What is this new medication, this new, can I call it a medication?
Yes, you can call
okay.
it a medication.
This new medication, why isn't it more known within America? Why we don't know about it already?
Well, right now it's not FDA approved.
Okay.
But that's not to say that it's illegal. There are drugs that are not FDA approved that is allowable for people to use as far as the testing and the investigating of how well that drug works or how well that medicine works on an individual.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're shooting for, a target date of January of 1993 to be passed by the FDA.
Really? That's good. Is it a pill form or a liquid?
It's in a tablet form.
It's in a tablet form.
Yes.
And... So we can't get it right now at all?
Yes, you can get it right now. It's available in, like I said, in 10 or 12 different clinics in the United States, operating in a network from the Abundant Life Centers, the Abundant Life Clinic, headquartered in Washington, D.C. But there's some right here in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area.
Really?
That is available.
And where here in Los Angeles?
If I could, I'd like to give the address. 10232 Lakewood Boulevard, and that's in Downey. And the doctor named Alonzo Lockhart will facilitate all of the patient's needs.
Okay.
And he's in direct communication with Dr. Alim Muhammad and Dr. Barbara Justice, who has done extensive research with Kimron. In fact, she was more into the treatment of the Kimron before Dr. Alim, and as he was dispatched by Minister Farrakhan to Africa to investigate this treatment, they have teamed up now, and now they are traveling around the country together and bringing this information to the community at large.
Really? Is it expensive?
It is as the treatment for AZT is approximately $7,000 to $10,000 or $12,000 per year,
right,
per patient. The treatment for Immuviron is $700 to $1,000 per year, for a six month treatment, I should say.
I noticed that AZT and the other medication seem to destroy the body as opposed to build it up. What is the difference in what you're offering in comparison to AZT?
The AZT has known toxins,
right,
that deplete the body of its strength, and really it's kind of like giving you a way to die with dignity or some idea of that sort.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The Immuviron is made from natural alpha interferons that the body produces. When you get a cold, natural things in your body go to fight different bacteria.
Right.
And that substance, interferon, is what attacks those viruses and germs and bacteria in your body. And that's where the name comes from, because it interferes with the growth and spread of those cells that destroy the living cells.
And so as a result of this in Africa, what kind of turnaround are you seeing in the AIDS cases? And the number of AIDS cases.
Oh, it's remarkable, brother. And I'm happy to say that from the reports that we have been getting, it's been 97% to 98% turnaround.
Really?
As far as full-blown AIDS. People with full-blown AIDS have come. In fact, Dr. Davy Koetsch, who is the spearheading the research for human alpha interferons, he was experimenting with it as he was developing it, and a well-known person in the government of Kenya came to him after he had learned he had been infected with the virus, and he was HIV positive, and it had grown to the level of full-blown AIDS. This is when your body is breaking out with sores, and
right,
and you're lost weight, and you're really on your way out. And he took an individual like that, and within 6 months, that individual was fully recovered.
Really? That's interesting. And so was this discovered by black people?
Yes, sir. Dr. Davy Koetsch is a black black medical doctor and scientist in the country of Kenya. And his research center is called KIMRI.
Is there any other countries that are taking hold of this, or are we the only one that began to hear about it?
No, there's other information being disseminated throughout the continent. And but the thing is it's not getting the kind of coverage that it should get.
And why is that?
Well, because a black man has developed it, I believe that it's not getting the kind of coverage to affect the many, many people around the world, mostly third world countries, that have this dreaded disease.
And so the medication works. A black man invented it. And because of that, people of other color or races is holding back on it only because a black man invented it?
Well, it's probably more to it than that. But when you look at the fact that they're pushing AZT and the other medications,
DDI and all that,
DDI
stuff,
and all that, right, that don't work.
Yes.
And didn't take long to get FDA approved. Then why not Immuviron? Why not Kimron? Which has better success rate? Why not?
Are you offering this to everyone or just the black community?
Everyone who is sick,
yeah,
with the virus.
And is it for the HIV? There's a difference between HIV and AIDS itself. Is that right?
Yes. HIV means that you have these antibodies in your body, in your system.
Right.
Okay. And you, at that point, are what is known as asymptomatic. In other words, you're not showing any visible sores, you're not losing weight, you're functioning as a normal human being in your daily activities. But then if these virus, as it grows and destroys the T4 cell count in your body, which fights off infection in the body, then as that grows, then the least little infection can cause you to get very, very ill, develop pneumonia, and other different ailments that will eventually take your life.
So should a person with HIV take it as well, medication as well?
Yes, sir. The thing that we're stressing right now is for everyone to get tested, mm-hmm. to know what your status is so that you can do the responsible thing for your family, your loved ones, and so you can safeguard yourself.
And what is the cause of AIDS?
Well, they say that it comes from a green monkey in Africa, but we don't buy that, because when you research it and look at it scientifically, it is two viruses from a sheep and from a cow, okay? And that's not natural for these two different substances to come together as one. So we know that man had to be somewhere in it, okay? There was, I have information from the fact that there was money set aside for the Army, a biologist, to do research on developing a virus. Okay, this was in 1969, I believe, whereby there would be no cure, to use as a biological weapon, okay, by the Army. Okay, now that was in 1969. Now we have AIDS today. It's been here for what? Since what? 1980, the early 80s?
That's when it was discovered. It could have been here longer than that.
Could have been here longer than that.
Yeah, but that's when they discovered it.
Right.
So you say you have information to prove that?
That's public information.
Really?
Yes.
Do you believe that the AIDS virus were deliberately planted within the black community?
Well, I would have to say yes, to be blunt.
Really?
I would say yes, yes.
And why?
You see, there's too many statistics. I'd like to read you some information.
Okay.
Statistics on AIDS, and the source is a well-known and well-respected institution called Harvard University School of Public Health that has done this statistic on the AIDS. It says, by the year 2000, an estimated 120 million people will be infected with the HIV virus worldwide, the majority of whom will reside in Africa and Asia. Globally, of the 12 million people now infected with the HIV virus, 11 million of them live in Africa. In America, although blacks and Chicanos make up 20% of the population, we represent a startling 48% of all AIDS cases. By the year 2000, the overwhelming majority of AIDS victims in this country will be black and Chicano. Globally, 71% of the people with AIDS have it as a result of heterosexual contact. Worldwide, men make up 50% of the AIDS cases, women make up 50% of the AIDS cases, and children 25%. Note, men currently outnumber the women in this country with AIDS, but black women are now the fastest growing population with AIDS. Although the World Health Organization's figures for AIDS are strikingly lower than the Harvard statistics, Harvard doctors have maintained that the government is underreporting the actual cases, probably to prevent mass hysteria.
Really?
So this is some very startling information that we should take a close look at.
So does that mean that it was deliberately planted within our community, or could it be that they know, because we're so out of control, that we would be likely to be affected by this the most?
Well, there's many things that we have to look at. We have to look at history. And history tells us that as we look at some of the things that has happened historically, we can see that it's not past the government to do something like this, okay? They sold blankets to the Indians, okay? General Amherst, okay? And that was one of the earlier parts of genetic warfare or biological warfare, okay? To destroy a whole people.
Right.
With germ warfare. Another case in point, the Tuskegee experiment.
Yeah, I remember that.
Where they took 100 black men and infected them with the most virulent form of syphilis known, and did not tell them that they were infected, and allowed them not to be treated, okay, and allowed them to have sex with as many women as they could. And this began in the 30s and didn't end until 1972.
You know, I want to ask you two questions when we come back from the break. And one question would be, isn't there other races that have been tested like that? And why is it that the government want us so bad, want to do away with us, all right? We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll pick up with that.
Okay.
We'll be back in a minute.
Rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man. Meetings held every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Location, 2625 West Manchester Boulevard, Inglewood, California, 90305. For more information, call area code 213-759-3844. That's 759-3844. Bond, rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking to Charles Eck from Mosque Number 27 concerning Imuviron, a medication for the AIDS virus. When we went to break, I asked, why is it that the government, is there other races that has been tested without knowing other than blacks?
Specifically, I couldn't tell you that. But with the statistics that we just read, it points that there's an unproportional number of people of color that have this dreaded disease.
Okay. And why is it that the government, you did mention the government earlier, why is it that they so focused on destroying us?
Well, have you heard of Global 2000?
I heard of it, yeah.
By the year 2000, they want the population of the earth to be at a certain point.
But we're so few now, it seems like you could wipe out some more kind of folks and it would still be enough left without having to do us, because there's not many of us now, right?
That's correct. Yeah. There's not many of us.
And so why this focus on us, though, as opposed to any other?
That's
group?
What I want to know.
Could it be that it's not true? And I'm just asking, could it be that it's not true, but we've just been told that? And because we are so accustomed to reacting and responding to whatever we hear, we're just responding to another situation that may not be true?
Well, we have to actually look at the facts, and the facts are bound in the statistics. And as we look at the statistics of people that have done research, okay, we're not talking about somebody just standing up, blowing off at the mouth and just trying to expound some rhetoric. We're talking about the scientific community, okay, doing research and coming up with statistics and facts that we stand on.
I have one other question, then I want to go back to the Imuviron in Africa. What is wrong with us that we allow these people to do this to us? How come they know that they can do it to us?
I don't quite follow you.
If my enemy want to destroy me, why is it that I allow my enemy to destroy me? Why do we allow the people to put the drugs in, the AIDS virus in our community and accept it? Why do we accept it? Why do we?
Well, sometimes it's done unknowingly, the victim is not aware of what is happening. Take, for instance, the situation that I stated earlier with the smallpox, okay? Mm-hmm. The Indians didn't know that they were getting blankets with smallpox.
The AIDS virus comes through sex, though, is that right? I mean, you have to have some type of blood contact.
Yes, it is held in the body fluids. Okay.
So did they know that we were so into sex that if they just put it there, we were going to do it? Do we have a problem with sex?
It didn't only affect us.
I know,
remember,
but
it has affected
the homosexual group,
homosexuals, white people,
right,
intravenous drug users. Okay, and but mostly heterosexuals.
But mostly heterosexuals.
Mostly heterosexuals above popular belief.
Really. The homosexuals feel that they were after them, that they're trying to destroy the homosexual group.
Well, that could be so.
That could be so?
That could be so.
Okay. This medication in Africa, is it why? Are they using it in every aspect of
they
Africa?
They are using it, but
certain segments of Africa?
At this point, they are not manufacturing it, okay, in Kenya, because no one will sell the Kenyan government the machines to manufacture this much-needed treatment.
No country at all?
No country.
Really?
Now, you figure that one out.
And why is that?
You figure that one out. No country that has the power or the technology to remedy this problem as far as getting the equipment there to manufacture this treatment that is working very well, will sell it to them. Okay, so they have to go, Kenya has to go through Australia, okay, to manufacture it, and then bring it back to Kenya, and then it comes throughout.
So Africa is not friends with any other country?
It's not that Africa is not friends. They have so many limitations on them. If you called Kenya, if you called Uganda, if you called South Africa, your telephone call wouldn't go directly to Africa. You would have to go through France somewhere. You'd have to go through another country in Europe to receive your call. When you fly to Africa, you don't fly directly to Africa. You go through Europe. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So, I've never been there, but yeah.
Yes, sir.
What, is there something about us that we don't know, that they know?
Well, brother, it's deep. It really is deep. It's no big secret that there's different plans to exterminate certain peoples by the year 2000. That's widespread news, and we have to be aware of these things. We have to take cautions and precautions to make sure that we don't become a victim. And what I would like to say to the audience is that if everyone that is in the viewing audience could do the responsible thing and get tested, so that if you have a loved one, if you have a girlfriend, you can do the responsible thing. You don't want to be infected with this and pass death on to someone that you love.
Why is it that a lot of people do not get tested?
They're afraid. They're afraid of the results.
Right.
And this virus has an incubation period of up to 10 years. So if you've been having sex, if you've been sexually active for the last 10 years, then it's a good idea to get tested as soon as possible.
But a lot of people won't be able to handle it mentally if they got tested.
Well,
because
they
don't have a medication that can cure them. They'll like freak out and kill themselves before time.
There's hope. Emu Byron is on the scene. This is why we're here. We're bringing good news. Before, I would have been afraid to be tested, too. We don't know what kind of thing that could be affecting us from 10 years ago. But now there's hope, okay? And we have that hope in Emu Byron and Kimron.
Within America, is there anyone that have taken Emu Byron and it has worked on them?
Yes. There are many tests, studies of success. And I don't care to give that out. In fact, I don't even know their names because this is confidential.
And so these people are not willing to come for, these people are not willing to come for and testify that, yes, I had AIDS and this is what happened and I'm okay now. You don't have, they're not willing to come forth with that?
Well, I'm sure they would be.
If I had it
and I was cured by Emu Byron or AZT for all that matter, I'd shout it from the mountaintop.
And so within your organization or within the people that have used this medication within the United States, is that going on? Is there anyone anywhere testifying to this medication at this time? Is there a meeting place or any?
You know,
that's
such a touchy situation because you're getting into someone's personal life. And a lot of people don't want to get tested because of the stigma that comes with AIDS.
Right.
You become an outcast. You become disassociated with that kind of thing.
But I think that if someone took the medication, though, and the medication worked and they no longer had the virus, it shouldn't be a problem.
That's
but
correct.
I can understand that if you get tested and you still have the virus, that's where the problem come in. So my question to you is that, is there anyone that you're aware of or your organization that has been using the medication here in the country and now they're healed and they can talk about it, let other people know that, yes, this is a fine medication to take?
No, I don't know of anyone personally, no.
Yeah.
But I have heard some of the case studies.
Oh, okay.
And some of the case studies were remarkable. One man came in, he could not walk. I mean, he had the full-blown AIDS. He's broken out with the sores and everything. Within 6 months, he had gained his weight back. All the sores had left him, and in some cases, they have even, after retesting them, have noticed that the virus was not even in the system any longer.
Really? We're coming to a close of this particular segment. Is there anything else you need to tell us about the Emu Byron itself that you want to tell the audience or the public?
Well, I would just like to say that The number one thing is for everyone to get tested and to let them know that if there is someone in their family, someone they know, let them know about it, because there is hope now. It's not a matter of you just dying now or laying down. And there's 9 points that I would like to. How much time do we have?
Well, you got 9 points that you want to
mention? 9 points that I want to mention that are important.
Okay.
As we look at this disease and being HIV positive.
Well, we only have 1 minute left in this particular segment, but we can do it in the next segment.
Yes, sir.
We'll start out with the 9 points. Again, for the phone number to the either your office or the medication, wherever the medication
yes.
is, where should they call?
They can call area code 213-861-9863. 213-861-9863, Dr. Alonzo Lockhart.
And for a person that's on the welfare, a Medicare, can they afford? Do they take Medicare for this, or is it cash only?
I'm not sure at this point if Medicare or Medicaid is available at this
you
point.
Know,
they can call that number and get that information.
Okay. I appreciate you coming on with this information. And again, we will do a part two on this. Because I want to ask, what is the statistics of black people that are catching AIDS today? Has it gone up or down? Has it declined or has it risen, all right? So I appreciate you coming on. Are we out of time? I appreciate you coming on. And we're going to come back next week and pick up with part two.
Yes, sir.
Again, Bond is rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man. Our phone number is 213-759-3844. 213-759-3844. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30. Last Sunday of every month, a workshop from 3 to 5, entrepreneur workshop. Give us a call. We're a nonprofit organization. And this guy is waving at me. Bye. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Men have got to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves. To understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find